It's the confluence where the news comes together on 90.5 WESA. I'm Kevin Gavin. The presidential election is still too close to call in the country, with President Trump falsely claiming victory. The Keystone State is set to be the key in securing 270 electoral votes. But with the surge in mail-in voting, which could only start being processed on Election Day, this will take some time. With us is WESA's Politics and Government Accountability Editor, Chris Potter. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kevin.
So as these mail-in ballots are still going to be counted, resuming in about an hour, at least here in Allegheny County, Joe Biden faces a rather large deficit to Donald Trump so far in Pennsylvania, correct?
Yeah, that's right. When I last looked a short time ago, the gap between them was about 657,000 votes, I think. So that is a lot.
Mm-hmm. And are there enough mail-in ballots still to be counted across Pennsylvania to make up that deficit for Mr. Biden?
Yeah, I mean, I think just mathematically, there's about 1.4 million mail-in ballots still out there. And I'm an English major. I've been up late tonight, so please don't hurt me if I get this wrong. But by my calculations, Joe Biden needs to win about 3 out of every 4 of those if he is going to catch up to Donald Trump. And I am here to tell you that is imminently doable. In Allegheny County alone, he is slightly above that ratio, about 4 to 1, three or 4 to 1 for ballots coming in for him for every ballot that Donald Trump gets. So if he can hold that in Philadelphia, in the collar counties, this race is still very much up for grabs.
Mm-hmm. Allegheny County is to resume counting at 10 a.m. They suspended it around 2 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, that's right. I think everybody just got tired. they had, as you might have heard Lucy Perkins saying a few minutes ago, they had a number of technical problems when they were voting, some of which just having to do with the difficulty of unfolding and smoothing out the ballots so they could feed them into the scanners. There were a lot of jams happening last night. Mm-hmm. And that combined with some technical problems really kind of slowed the process up here in Allegheny, which had done very well in tabulating results in the primary.
Of course, Allegheny County started the processing, the canvassing at 7 a.m. when they were allowed to. But a couple of counties in our region aren't starting that processing and counting till this morning, correct?
Yeah, Beaver is the big one that jumps out at me right next door, and they should have started about 10 minutes ago. They were supposed to start at 9. That is a big race for us here in Western Pennsylvania, of course, because not only is it important to the presidential campaign, but the 17th congressional district, currently held by Connor Lamb, who's being challenged by Republican Sean Parnell, the 17th district kind of sprawls across Beaver County and into Allegheny County, and there's about 150,000 votes outstanding here in Allegheny, and Beaver has all of theirs still to count yet. So right now, if you were to go look on the county website, it looks like Sean Parnell's got a lead there, but you will see that drop as the day goes by and the votes pile up.
Do we have a sense of which presidential candidate might be the beneficiary of those votes? Allegheny County tends to skew Democrat. What about Beaver County, though?
Well, you know, you get into a question here of not sort of where you are, but kind of where you vote, but how you vote. One of the things that's been a hallmark of this election here in Pennsylvania and elsewhere is the sort of partisan identification with the way you vote. Voting by mail has become a thing that Democrats have done, and I bet there's some second guessing in Democratic circles right now, because as everybody knew, it takes longer to count these mailed-in ballots, and what that has done is it's allowed Donald Trump in particular to kind of say, hey, I'm leading now, let's just call this off and call it a victory and go out for pancakes. And you've got Democrats saying, hold on, we do have over 1 million ballots just here in Pennsylvania alone to count. So that's really what we're seeing here, and that's really what's at stake as we talk about how long do we count the votes, how much time do we let that happen. And that's really the battle that I think we're going into, because again, Pennsylvania is still at this hour imminently winnable for Joe Biden.
Now we're going to bring in Katie Meyer, who is following the race on the other side of the state for our sister station, WHYY. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Katie, let's start with the Philadelphia area. Of course, the biggest voting number of votes there, and not surprisingly, the biggest number of mail-in ballots. Where are Philadelphia officials in the counting of those mail-in ballots?
Yeah, so we've been getting sort of sporadic updates from them. They were counting through the night, and we're expecting to get an update around, well, now-ish, actually. I haven't seen those new votes come in. But in Philly right now, we have about 276,000 outstanding votes. And just to contextualize that for you again, I know Chris mentioned, like, even in, like, the five biggest counties in Pennsylvania, so you've got Philly, Allegheny, and then the suburban counties, with Philly, Allegheny, Montgomery, Bucks, and Chester, we just with those, we have about 766,000 outstanding votes, votes that haven't been counted. Mm-hmm. So right there, like, that's enough to make up a deficit for Joe Biden. Of course, the votes would have to skew very, very strongly for him. But I just think that's like that's kind of the math we need to be watching here. And I mean, right now, Kevin, like it's very notable. One of the votes that have been cast so far, the mail ballots, 1.6 million have been cast for Democrats, about 600,000 for Republicans. So that is a big difference. So you can see how blue those are breaking.
Mm-hmm. One of those so-called collar counties in southeastern Pennsylvania is Montgomery County, which could be very important to Joe Biden. Where do things stand there?
Certainly. So Monco has about 116,000 votes, absentee and mail ballots left to count. You know, as a lot of the color counties, they, I believe, continued counting through the night unless they had changed their plans and didn't tell me. So we're just going to be waiting for updates on those. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a lot of ballots still out there.
You mean they didn't contact you first to see if it was okay?
I know, the nerve.
Okay. Do we have any projected completion times of any of the counties that you're covering? And then, Chris, shall we say Allegheny County? First, Katie.
So, I mean, listen, I think we're looking in the next couple of days. I haven't heard a lot of hard estimates, but certainly the Department of State has said they think we're going to have the majority of the votes cast or counted rather by Friday. So I would say sometime between now and then.
Mm-hmm. And Chris, what are you hearing, whether it's locally or statewide?
Yeah, I mean, I think Allegheny County will be faster than that. The hard work of doing these ballots, again, is to actually take them out of the envelope to smooth them out and scan them. Before they went home last night, Allegheny County workers finished doing that for the 150,000 ballots still out. So they are basically ready to be scanned. I expect that that will move fairly quickly today. So I don't know that I can say it'll be done by 5 p.m. or whatever, but I have a feeling we'll have a better picture here in western Pennsylvania earlier than we are going to get from Philadelphia.
4 years ago, when Donald Trump won Pennsylvania by about 44,000 votes or so, Democrats swept the three row office races, attorney general, auditor general, and treasurer. Republicans are leading in all three of those contests by anywhere from 400 to 800,000 votes, the last time I checked this morning. Is it believed that the Democrat incumbents, Attorney General Shapiro or Treasurer Joe Torsella, can make up those deficits with mail-in ballots? Chris?
You know, I haven't really paid a heck of a lot of attention to this, but, you know, I mean, yeah, it's the same general dynamic, right? Which is that, again, Democrats are voting by mail, and that's the votes that are still out. I suspect, and what I kind of hear is that Josh Shapiro is more comfortable than the other two Democratic row offices. But I don't know that I'd say that Joe Torsella is in trouble or that the Republicans are guaranteed to win the open auditor general race.
Mm-hmm. Katie, what are you hearing?
Yeah, pretty much the same as Chris. I think Torsella is in a slightly tougher position right now than Shapiro is, but he certainly could make up that deficit. Nina Ahmad, she's the one running for auditor general. I think she is in a kind of riskier race right now. But Shapiro looks, I mean, okay. Again, this really depends on the outcomes of a lot of ballots that we don't have yet. So we're expecting those to skew Democratic, but a couple of different outcomes could happen here.
I want to ask you about the state legislative races. The Democrats had hoped to gain control of at least one of the chambers, either the state Senate or the state House. Katie, you covered the legislature for years. Is that any chance of that happening now?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a pretty broad answer on this one, just because, you know, in order for us to get these results, we have to go back in and see exactly how big the percentage is in each county. And, you know, how many votes still need to be counted. And it varies widely across the state at this point. So I'm going to punt a little bit. I'm going to say, you know, Democrats are looking mostly for seats in the Southeast. That is where a lot of votes haven't been counted. So TBD on a lot of that.
Okay. And Chris, you've been reporting on a couple of key races in southwestern Pennsylvania, at least one in the Senate, one in the State House. Very briefly, what's your take on those Frank Dermody and Jim Brewster?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Kevin, a few months ago I said that the Frank Dermody race, he's the minority leader for House Democrats, was kind of a sleeper, that he might be in some trouble. As I sit here today, I hear a lot of Democrats worried about that race, worried about Pam Iovino, state senator from Senate District 37, Jim Brewster in the 45th District. There are a lot of kind of uncomfortable Democrats here, and it doesn't seem like there's a heck of a lot of opportunities for pickups. Again, votes are still out, but I am hearing a lot of nervous Democrats right now about some of these down ballot contests here in Allegheny.
Mm-hmm. 20 seconds, Katie. What do you think? Pennsylvania performing overall, has the process gone smoothly, bit bumpy the whole way? What's your assessment?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of, you know, we had a lot of expectations that there might be chaos at the polls, there might be voter intimidation, there might be extremely long lines, except for in the morning when there were lines. Generally, the logistics went smoothly. I think right now it's just a waiting game, which is frustrating but expected.
Katie Meyer is a reporter for WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
And Chris Potter is the Politics and Government Accountability Editor for WESA. Thanks, Chris.
Great to be with you.
It's The Confluence on 90.5 WESA. I'm Kevin Gavin. Pennsylvania's Secretary of the Commonwealth and the elections officials in all 67 counties were the target of multiple lawsuits leading up to Election Day. There were legal challenges to signatures on envelopes of mail-in ballots, not matching signatures on file, and counties setting up drop-off boxes for those ballots. Those suits were rejected. As ballots are processed, more legal action could happen. Jesse Allen is an associate professor of law at the University of Pittsburgh who has litigated voting rights cases in swing states. Jesse, welcome back to the program.
Hi, happy to be here, I guess.
So, Jesse, first off, we have to start with the president. He falsely claimed victory last night and tweeted that votes can't be cast after Election Day. Now, while polls are not open and can no longer be cast in person, there's still many ballots that were cast before Election Day that need to be counted. Legally, is there any concern that the president and the GOP can interfere with the counting of these mailed-in ballots?
Well, no, legally he can't interfere, and of course legally he can't declare victory. I mean, you know, any more than the Pirates can declare that they won a game in the eighth inning. There is no more voting. The voting has happened, and now it's being counted. So we'll have to see what happens.
Trump says he wants to take a case to the Supreme Court to stop counting. What's the path to get something like this to the highest court in the land? Does it have to wind its way through other state or maybe a federal appeals court?
Well, there are various legal paths, but the main thing is there needs to be a claim. There need to be facts on which the person, in this case the president, would claim that a law has been violated and then that the result should be stopping counting. And so far we haven't seen that. It's a completely baseless claim that there's some kind of fraud in the air. Mm-hmm. There's a case at the Supreme Court that may go forward that involves Pennsylvania. We talked about it before. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court extended the deadline for when mail-in ballots could be received to be counted. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court refused to take that up before the election. It could be revived after the election. So if it were to come down to those ballots, just ballots that are received from now till Friday, that would be we don't know how many there will be, and presumably there won't be that many. They've been segregated, so that is, they're not going to be put in with all the other ballots, so that wouldn't undo the overall counting. It would only matter if, for some reason, that tiny slice mattered.
Right. So the Supreme Court could revisit the Pennsylvania case because they didn't take it up prior to Election Day, correct?
Right. And there could be other claims, of course, filed in federal court or a state court with federal claims that eventually go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see.
We saw a lawsuit yesterday from U.S. Representative Mike Kelly that looks to bar voters from casting provisional ballots to fix invalid mail-in ballots. The suit claims the Secretary of the Commonwealth, Kathy Buchvar, improperly directed election staff on Monday, November 2nd, to tell mail-in voters about ballots with errors that need to be fixed. The legal precedent cited claims that identifying information on mail-in ballots can't be revealed. How does this precedent prevent corrections?
Yeah, I'm not clear that it does. This is a case filed in state court yesterday, and it's based on a section of the Pennsylvania Election Code. I'm flipping to that part in the case as I speak. And the quote is, it talks about pre-canvass meetings. I'm now quoting from the election code that's in the complaint. No person observing, attending, or participating in a pre-canvass meeting may disclose the results of any portion of any pre-canvass meeting prior to the close of the poll. So basically what this is saying is that the counties who call voters to cure mistakes that they'd made in their mail-in ballots, that is like on the envelope, right? So mm-hmm. that it looks like, oh, you didn't sign it or something like that. That by doing that, that amounts to a pre-canvass meeting. This is how I'm interpreting this complaint. This is how I understand it. They're saying that's a pre-canvass meeting. And by calling the voter and saying, oh, you forgot to sign your ballot, come sign it, that is somehow disclosing the results of the pre-canvass meeting in violation of this section of the code.
All right, Jesse, we have just about 20 seconds left. We've seen a lot of litigation this election season. What kinds of precedents and rulings do you think are going to follow us into future election seasons?
Well, when Bush v. Gore came down, the court said very clearly, this is a ticket for one ride only, never to be used as precedent. And the case that's up at the Supreme Court from Pennsylvania now cites that. And another case in federal court cites Bush v. Gore. So you just never know how court rulings will be used in the future.
Jesse Allen is an associate professor of law at the University of Pittsburgh who has litigated voting rights cases in swing states. Professor Allen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And for today, that is The Confluence, where the news comes together on 90.5 WESA. Keep up with the latest on the election and the updated numbers and developments at our website, WESA.fm. Thanks to our team, Tom Hurley, Helen Wigger, Isabel Schmaler, Julia Zenkovic, and Mary Lee Williams. I'm Kevin Gavin. Until next time, hope you have a good day of good news.